from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New Attorney General will recuse himself if need be. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says if it is appropriate, he would recuse himself from his agency's wide-ranging investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. The former senator was recently sworn in as the country's top law enforcement official after being one of President Donald Trump's top surrogates during his run to the White House. He's facing calls from some lawmakers to resign or at least recuse himself from the investigation due to his denial at his January Senate confirmation hearing that he knew of any Trump campaign communications with Trump officials. This testimony is him being questioned by a United States Senator Al Franken from Minnesota.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Since then, it's been disclosed that Sessions met Moscow's ambassador to Washington twice last year when he was a senator. This is the minority leader in the House of Representatives, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Every week we discover new evidence of secret communications between senior Trump officials and the Russian agents.
A White House official said the talks were held in Sessions' official capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is entirely consistent with his testimony during his confirmation hearing. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam. He's the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysian Attorney General Mohammad Apandi Ali said Thursday that the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out, and that there is not enough evidence to file any charges against him, so he will be deported on Friday. The two main suspects in the case are young women, one Vietnamese, the other Indonesian. They're charged with murder that happened yesterday. In an interesting twist, on Thursday, former North Korean ambassador to the United States, Ri Tong-il, said the man identified by his passport as Kim Chol had a history of heart problems, and that indications are that the North Korean leader's older brother, his death was not from poison after all.
Therefore, this is a strong indication that the cause of the death is the heart attack.
He said if VX poison was really used, then samples should be sent to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons for testing and determining its source. Uganda has taken about half of the more than 1.5 million South Sudanese who have fled into neighboring countries, as South Sudan has become Africa's largest refugee crisis, resulting from more than 3 years of civil war. Jill Craig has more from Nairobi for VOA.
Uganda has taken about half of the more than 1.5 million South Sudanese people who have fled into neighboring countries, as South Sudan has become Africa's largest refugee crisis, resulting from more than 3 years of civil war. They're finding that aid agencies are struggling to provide them with enough food in the Ugandan refugee settlements. Charlie Yaxley is the spokesperson for the United Nations Refugee Agency in Uganda. Yaxley says resource constraints meant that last year, food rations had to be cut in half for all refugees who arrived in Uganda prior to mid-2015, with exceptions made for those who were considered vulnerable.
Well, we continue to operate in a context of chronic, severe underfunding.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Now, the government of Uganda and the UNHCR, the UN's refugee agency, work with humanitarian organizations to coordinate the refugee response at border entry points. The United Nations agencies are ramping up aid delivery to tens of thousands of Syrians stranded in a harsh desert stuck between civil war and Jordan's sealed border. The Jordanian contractors deliver the aid under Jordanian army escort. UN aid workers remain on Jordanian soil. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.